What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Expanding Your Horizons. I just recorded a whole episode, and I get interrupted because dinner is ready, which I was happy about because I was hungry, but that's, now I gotta do this all over again. But I like doing it so it's not a problem. And if I have a problem, I'ma solve it, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I'll be gone for a couple weeks. I haven't posted an episode. That's my fault. I'm trying to think of some excuses I can make up, but, you know, it's mostly because I've just been very unmotivated. I haven't really, like, I just feel like I haven't had anything to say, really, you know? And I've been focusing on myself really a lot, and it's benefited me, because I was at a point, I guess, where I was kind of unhappy with how my life was going, so, I don't know, I started focusing on myself, and I took a break from things, and certain people, and certain habits, and it was, I don't know, it started to look up. I'm starting to be more positive about things. I'm just happier in general. I started school as well, which is kind of a reason why I haven't really posted an episode in a while. School is just very overwhelming, man. It's I'm taking 5 classes at Coastal. Of course, it's Coastal Community College, which, I don't know, it's a great school. I like it there. But 5 classes, 3 days a week is, I don't know, I didn't think it was going to be hard. It seemed easy, but I guess nothing that has a good reward is easy. But I don't know if the reward is good. I don't know that, you know, which is kind of why it's hard to stay motivated for school as well. Because I feel as if it's all kind of for nothing, you know? Like, by the time I graduate, you know, what if my jobs aren't available? I don't know. But I know they will be, because I'm going into computer science, and technology is just going to keep going up and up and up, so they're going to need smart tech nerds like me to program their shit. What if I, like, created, like, another, like, social media startup thing, you know? Like, I don't know. Like Snapchat, but it doesn't fucking suck, you know? That's funny. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do another social media thing. I want to do something simple, but that people use every single day. Like, it's going to make their lives 100 times easier. I just want to create, like, an app or something, you know? So, like, if I'm that guy at the party, you know, and, like, someone comes up, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, oh, yeah, I'm creating an app right now, bro. Good vibes. Good vibes. Yeah, I work in Silicon Valley, you know, making $80,000 billion a year swag, you know, or some shit like that, you know. But, yeah, college is pretty overwhelming. The most overwhelming class I've ever taken in my life, English 101. It's been 2 weeks in that fucking class, and we have written 2 essays, taken like 4 quizzes, and like wrote a humongous summary on all these chapters that I did not read. It's another thing is, oh my fuck, how much reading do they think that we can do? Fuck, I mean, I know I'm just complaining at this point, and I need to suck it up and just do it, but, man, it's a lot of reading. I never realized how much I didn't read until they gave all these assignments. I'm like, man, I wish I would have read a little more in high school, so I could have that habit of just reading. But I was never really forced to read in high school. They never really force you to read anything in high school on your own, because high school is so easy. Oh my god, like, I don't know why I thought that high school was so hard. Like, if you just show up, that's like 80%, you know, that's like 80% of the work right there, showing up to high school. College, it's like, it's a lot of work to show up, and it's a lot of work when you do show up. So the motivation to show up is not there. You know? It's fucking terrible. But you got to think of your future and all that shit. And you got to be an adult, which is pretty hard because I really don't want to be. I don't know, you know, like I do want to be an adult. But, you know, that shit's lame. Every adult that I see now is, like, miserable with their lives, you know? Because they didn't make the right choices. So that's my goal, is to make the right choices. Like, my brother's pretty happy. He moved to Colorado recently, which kind of sucks. Because now I, you know, now my brother's gone. I'm all alone here in the house. But, you know, he's in Colorado, blazing it up, having a great time. While I'm here in Alabama with my thumb in my ass going to college. And it's just terrible. It's not that bad. It really isn't. Like, anyone who's thinking about going to college, do it. Don't think twice about it. Just do it. Take a risk for once in your life. And another thing about college is, like, when you do good in school, you feel fucking great about it. Like, when I, like, dude, I guessed on a whole quiz last night. A whole quiz. The whole thing. I didn't know anything. I made a 90. I missed one question. And oh my god, I fucking got so excited. I just wanted to pour up a shot, you know, and just take a shot. Say fuck it. You know, celebration time. I'm having a party. Me and my dog Louie are having a party right now. Because I just made a 90 on a quiz and I guessed on every single question. Every single one. And I made a 90. I'm not going to talk about the quiz I took before that, because that grade wasn't so good. But fuck that quiz. Don't let negative shit in your life, okay? Don't acknowledge the negative shit, you know? But no, it's just really time management. Time management's really hard in college, because, you know, like, transitioning from high school to college, it's really, you didn't really have to manage your time at all in high school, like, at all. I don't remember ever worrying about due dates and stuff. Like, I did, but it was, like, self-inflicted due dates, you know? Like, oh, I'll put this off to the last minute. But I could do it last minute. In college, like, I put things off to the last minute, and I've realized I can't do that anymore. Because it's just impossible. It's impossible to do that. So, you know, I just gotta manage my time better. And, you know, stop doing stupid stuff. Like, instead of, you know, going out with friends, I need to take some time to do my schoolwork, and then I'll go out with friends. Or instead of staying out until 12, you know, o'clock in the morning, I need to start coming home at least around, you know, at least 11 o'clock, which I have been doing. I've been trying to come home at 11. Either come home at 11 or stay at a friend's house, if I am going to stay up, which I don't need to be staying up, period, which is my whole point here. But, you know, I find ways to stay up. I always do. And reading, I need to improve upon. One thing that's good, though, is, like, I really suck at math. And I'm going to have to take a lot of math courses in college for my degree. But right now, I'm taking a really easy course in math. It's, like, it's so fucking easy. It actually sucks because I know everything they're going over. The only reason my ACT score was so bad on the math section was because I suck at testing in math. Which is kind of what the course is based on. It's supposed to improve your testing, you know, with math, which is good. I need it. But I'm like, man, do I really got to sit through an hour of this shit? Of her just yapping, you know, just yapping and yapping about math. But then again, I need it. And, you know, kind of sucks. My history class is dope. It's fucking dope. You know, like, dude, my history professor is, like, what I wanted to be. Like, before I picked computer science, I wanted to become a history professor. Because I love history, dude. History is, like, the best subject in the world. I could have a conversation with anyone about history. And just for, like, hours. Hours and hours and hours. Like, I used to go home as a little kid. And, like, while I was at school, I'd be like, man, I can't wait to get home and watch my documentary on Vietnam, you know, or some shit, or like, hey, I can't wait to watch the show about World War II, you know, at like 8 years old. What kind of 8 year old does that? No one does. Okay, like, what a lame ass kid. What a boring ass kid. But I did it. And I was fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Just bullying, you know what I'm saying? Anyways. But yeah, I used to do that a lot. I used to watch, like, documentaries on Vietnam, on, like, the battle, you know, of the Pacific in World War II. You know, the current wars, you know, the Iraq War, the Gulf War, Desert Storm, you know, all that cool stuff. And I would do that and just watch, you know, documentaries all night, all day, during, you know, the summer and stuff. And once I realized that I really loved it and I stuck with it, and it was something that every time it popped up, it captured my interest and I stayed engaged in history class. Having ADHD, whenever you have that, you know, you really need to hold on to that, which is why I kind of wanted to go down the history professor route, but I didn't. I chose computer science due to, you know, job availability, money, and I do love, you know, like, computers. I've always loved technology and programming. It's always, like, interested me. So, you know, it is still something that I enjoy doing. It's not like I'm making that humongous sacrifice, but there is something in the back of my head that keeps telling me that I'm making the wrong choice. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Maybe I will change my degree. I hope not. I really don't want to. But, I mean, good thing that my first 2 years is pretty much just basics. So, I mean, I'm still getting the basics out of the way. You know, like, all the core classes. But, I don't know. We'll see what I want to do in, you know, a couple years once I get my associate's degree. And maybe I'll change paths. I don't know. Hope not. But, you know, college is crazy. College is crazy. The good thing about college, though, is that at Coastal, they have, like, a basketball court, you know, which, you know, I like basketball. I love basketball. I've always loved basketball. I don't know if I'm good at it. I'm not going to say I'm great. I think I'm great. Like, in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm playing like LeBron James right now, Steph Curry, you know, Kevin Durant. I'm better than those dudes. I know I'm not, but I think that, and that's what matters. Stay positive. Stay on that grind. Wahana. Just kidding. That was cringy as fuck. But, yeah, I play basketball every single day. I go there for, like, an hour or two. So that's kind of my exercise, you know? And I don't usually exercise at all. Like, at all. I never exercise. So it's good. It's good. Like, I drive, like, 40 minutes to college 3 days a week. So when I go there, I really want to use, like, get my money's worth. Because that's like $10 in gas for me. Fucking gas is just killing my wallet. It's fucking terrible. Gas is so expensive. Just freaking draining my wallet. It is terrible. It's like so terrible. That's like the hardest part about college. It's like I'm driving all the way there for classes I don't want to go to, for work I don't want to do. And I'm wasting gas and money. Fuck. You know? Because, like, deep down inside, I could care less about college. I could care less. Like, I would be happy being homeless with a cute-ass dog and just chilling. You know? No, I'm just kidding. I can't do that. But, you know, it'd be kind of relaxing, you know? Until I started starving and stuff, then I guess it wouldn't be that cool. Yeah, that's not cool. It's not a good idea. It's not a good thing to have in your head. Thought to have in your head, you know. Nah, fuck it. I'll be homeless, you know. Like, fuck. You know. But yeah, so I'm going into computer science, and then after college, well, after Coastal, I kind of want to transfer to the University of Alabama in Huntsville. They have a good, you know, computer science division, you know, and all that stuff, and I don't know. My ACT score isn't that good, so I'm trying to get it. I need to get it higher, so I need to take a test soon once I refine my math skills, because that's what's holding me back. Once I refine my math skills, I should be good, but I need to get my ACT score higher up so I can get into that college, because as of right now, I'm not getting accepted, so that's a bummer. Fucking ACT scores are so dumb. Like, whoever created that shit, so stupid. You're going to generalize someone off how they test that day. With no consideration of circumstances, with, you know, distractions within the testing area, fucking, what, you know, how tired you are. You know, it's just, no, it's ridiculous, you know. How's a test going to determine someone's future like that? It's fucking stupid. It's disgusting. I am mortified by the fact that the ACT dictates one's future. It's fucking stupid, okay? So yeah, like every time I used to take the ACT, I'd get so stressed out because I was like, dude, this is determining where I go to college and like how hard I have to work, what scholarships I get, if any. I'm lucky I got one. Like, lucky. I wasn't even going to apply to that scholarship, but I did. And I got it, boy. It's like $2,100, which in coastal terms, that's good. That's a lot, because coastal's cheap. But anywhere else, that's fucking chump change. So, yep. Yep. College is really expensive. It's drained my wallet. I'm not happy about it. It really bothers me that we have to pay for college. It's stupid. It's really stupid, dude, because, like, college is a big, like, necessity, and, you know, I mean, it's not a necessity in certain areas. Like, I don't know, in Alabama, you can make a good living without, you know, going to college. I feel like trades are the next big thing. Diplomas aren't going to be as big, because, I mean, everybody goes to college. Everybody gets a diploma. It's just basic... it's just basic knowledge that when everybody has something, it's not as valuable anymore. So, you know, if I went to computer science and everybody that graduated in the world got a computer science degree, mine wouldn't mean anything. There's a million other people with your degree. It's invaluable, you know? So I spent all that money for a invaluable degree. But that's not the case with computer science, because the field's going to keep growing, so that's good. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know, college is really a hard topic for me, because I hate it, but I love it at the same time. It's a love-hate relationship. So yeah, college has been going on. College has been going good, though. My grades are still good, I think, I hope. I missed some deadlines on my math homework, which was easy homework. I don't know why I didn't do it. I just forgot about it. Because, like, that night I was doing homework, and I did all my homework, and I thought I was done. And then I look, like, after the time that it was due, I look, and I'm like, oh, damn. Forgot to do my math stuff. Too late. No makeup work. Because college does not let you make up work. It's not like that. You know, it's not like high school where you can be like, hey, here it is, I forgot to do it or turn it in, whatever, and they'd be like, oh, okay, thank you, puts a fucking 100 in there. College was so, I mean, high school was so easy. I took it for granted. I really did, and there's part of me that misses it. Not really like the class part, but like just the friends chilling out, really not being stressed. It was a great, great time. Now that I'm like an adult, I feel so overwhelmed by the world around me. Because I feel like there's expectations of, you know, like for me, you know, and like that other people have that I'm worried about. But the only expectation that you should worry about is the ones that you set for yourself, you know, like the expectations that you set for yourself. Which I've been focusing on more. I haven't been really focusing on what other people think of me. I don't give a fuck. You know? If you think I'm a crappy person, that's your problem. You know? Because I don't care. I don't care anymore. There's a lot of stuff I don't care about anymore. I stopped caring about, like, social media and, like, what people post. I don't really go on Instagram a lot anymore like I do. But, like, not a lot. I don't go on there scrolling through posts anymore. I just go on Snapchat to Snapchat back friends and stuff. Because social media can make you stress about a lot of things, a lot of unnecessary things. There's a lot of unnecessary things that people stress about, and they wonder why they're so unhappy. But it's because they're stressing about the wrong things in life. It's okay to have stress, but make sure that stress is good stress. Stress that motivates you. Stress that keeps you going and driven. That's the stress that really matters. Like school, like me stressing over school, that's a good stress. It gets me off my ass because I'm like, okay, I'm tired of being stressed about it. Let's fix the stress. I get off my ass, do some work, and then I feel better. By the end of the day, I feel like I have accomplished something. That's valuable to me, and it makes me happy. It doesn't make anyone else happy. It makes me happy, and that's what it's about. I mean, there's always time to make other people happy, which is great, but try to make yourself happy first, because if you're not happy, it's hard to give off, you know, those happy vibes, I guess you could say, to other people. So you just got to really find... How do I word this? I just totally lost my train of thought. Oh my god, dude. You ever just like, man, I looked at something on the wall and then boom, all my thoughts just went into the wall. Completely left my brain and went where I was thinking. I mean, looking. See, I'm just stumbling over my words and stuff. It's been a while since I did a podcast. I don't have a guest this week because I really didn't feel like inviting anyone over to my house. So, I do have a laptop now that I got for college. Shout out to, you know, my mom and my grandma. They bought me a laptop, which is cool. Swaggy. And I love it. It really helps out a lot. I use it mostly strictly for college and movies and games. Yeah, I mean, I use it for everything. But now that I have that, I can take my mic set up anywhere I want. So that means I can come to someone's house and do a podcast with them there. And yeah, that'd be dope. I got a transportable studio. You know what I'm saying? It's mobile, boy. It's mobile. But yeah, the podcast hasn't really been a priority because, like I said, I've just been trying to focus on myself, focus on school, and I've been trying to focus on my relationship with my little doggo because I love my dog. I feel like I was kind of neglecting him a lot because I was kind of like depressed, you know, which I was. I really was. I actually started talking to a therapist and stuff, which actually helped out a lot. She provided some insight on my life, and like for instance, the relationship with my dad has greatly improved. And it was on my part. I reached out to my father. I don't know. I just felt as if having hate for someone is way harder, and I don't know. You carry around a lot more weight on your shoulders when you have hate for someone than when you show love towards someone. Like, showing love towards someone and forgiving someone feels so much better than just hating them. And life is really short, so I decided that life is too short. My dad's not going to be here forever. And I need to have, you know, I need to have a relationship with my father. So I decided in my head, I was like, he has done a lot of things to me, a lot of things to my brother, a lot of things to my mother, and a lot of negative things. But then again, everybody does deserve chances in life. He has had a bunch of chances, don't get me wrong, but I don't know, something just told me to, you know, go out and reach out to him. Because, I mean, he is going through a rough time in his life, so I know when people are there for me in a rough time, it does help. So I feel as if reconnecting with him and talking to him has helped out a lot recently. And I don't know, he really had some good things to say. He acknowledged the negatives that he has done in my life and in his life. So I don't know, I really appreciate that. I was really happy that I reached out to him, and like we had a great talk over the phone, because he does live far away. And I talked to my little brothers, and they sound super fucking cute, and I miss them. They're really young, and it really sucks though, because they're so far away. I just wish I was in their life more, because I mean, who doesn't want to be associated with the Rasinko? You know, a Rasinko is so fucking dope. Because I am dope. I'm the dopest of the dopest, you know? So, I don't know. I miss my little brothers a lot. And, like, when I was on the phone with them, they got on the phone and they said my name. And they said, I love you. And I was like, oh, my God. I almost started to cry. I was like, they don't even know me. I don't need none of that fake love. No, I'm just kidding. But like, he knew how to say my name. That was crazy. I was just so stunned. It's like, what a smart kid, because like he's that age to where he's just now like pronouncing a bunch of words. So I don't know, it's cool. I miss them both. Like when I get older and I do get, you know, my career job, flying back and forth to see him is not going to be a problem. Like I can't wait. I just can't wait to spend some time with my little brothers and be a big brother, because I really haven't ever been a big brother, because I'm the youngest, or was, and they had to fuck it up. Damn. I'm just kidding, I hated being the youngest. I got tortured in, like, during the summer and stuff. His parents were never home. My two older brothers would just beat the fuck out of me, dude. They would beat the fuck out of me. Not, like, literally, like, beat the fuck out of me, like, fist fight me and stuff, but they would just, like, wrestle me and shit and like pick on me. It was funny. It really was. Like I'm not traumatized by it at all. But yeah, it's super fun. Well, it wasn't at the time, but they had fun, I guess, so fuck it. But yeah, I revamped my relationship with my father. You know, like everybody in general. Like I was hating on a bunch of people within my life for no reason. So, like, if you're out there and I showed hate towards you at all, well, I don't hate you. I'm just dumb. I feel like people hate other people when they hate themselves. You know, because, like, I wasn't happy with myself. So when I see other people, you know, I always find a reason to hate. But now that I'm happy with myself, I feel as if nothing can stop me, you know? And it's, like, the greatest feeling ever. Like, I don't know. It's just... It's great being happy. It's weird, because, you know, I'm not usually a happy person, but recently, these past couple weeks, just things have been looking up. And, well, it's not that things have been looking up, because there's a lot of things that are going negatively, you know, like college and stuff, but I decide in the morning time, every single day I wake up, I tell myself, hey, you're going to have a great day, no matter what. No matter what, you're going to have a great day, no matter what happens. And there's always something within the day that gets me down. But then I stop myself. And I tell myself again, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. There's always tomorrow to fix this. There's always today to fix this. You got to fix it. That negative thing that has happened today. Fix it within your head. Make it positive, and you'll have a great day. And that's what I've been doing, is just looking at the positive side of things instead of looking at all the negatives. There's a lot of negatives in life, and if you keep on just focusing on those, it can consume your life, and your life will be one big negative. So yeah, I don't like doing that anymore. I like trying to find the positive things in life, and it's benefited me, you know. And I had that mindset when I was in LA, I guess because LA was just so fun. I was just so positive there, and when I got here, things just went south, and I was like, man, this place sucks. So, like, you know, I was getting kind of depressed and stuff. But then recently I was like, you know what? What did I do in LA that made me so happy? Because it wasn't that I was in LA, it's that I looked at everything like it was new, you know? Like, hey, I'm doing this. I don't know how to explain it, but I just looked at everything in a positive way. This is all I can say is, like, although a lot of negative things were happening while I was in LA, I felt as if nothing could stop me because I felt good about myself. And when you feel good about yourself, you know, you feel like a fucking god. And I am a god. I'm a freaking prophet walking on this earth, and people don't know it. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I am a fucking prophet. I'm gonna write a Bible too. It's called Steve-O's Edition. And it's gonna be the wokest of the wokest book ever to be created. But yeah, I really just wanted to touch bases with you guys for this podcast. I'm gonna try to get a guest on next week, hopefully. But yeah, I really just needed to find myself, take some time to focus on college, get all that, you know, organized and stuff, and really just get my time management down is like the moral of the story. When you're going to college, time management is everything. So yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by to give it a listen. I know it's been a while, so, you know, coming back to it, you know, I may not be as good. It may be a boring episode. I don't really care, though, because I'm posting this for me. This is a thing I started for me, this podcast. Just something to keep me motivated. Something to keep working towards. I like creating things, and I know that I'm deep down a creative person. And I just really want to use this as my platform to create stuff. And yeah, I find it really fun, so I'm gonna keep doing it. So do expect a episode next week. I'm not gonna set a day, though. I'm not gonna set a day that it's gonna be uploaded. Because I don't know, a lot of things are happening that are very, like, out of the blue, a lot of plans that I make. So yeah, I'm just gonna do it during the week sometime. It's gonna be between like Monday and Friday, because I'm not gonna upload it on the weekends, because, you know, I stay lit on the weekends. I ain't got time to be recording myself and stuff like that. So yeah, thanks for stopping by and listening. I do appreciate it. Make sure to follow so you guys get a notification every single time I upload an episode. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe in the hurricane. That's just, you know, passing by. I'm actually recording this while the hurricane's passing by, so that's cool. I'm going to get some great sleep tonight. And yeah, just if you're in college, I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. If you don't pray, just you know, I'm there with you, whatever. It's cool. College is rough. We need each other to you know, just send me memes. If you have me on Instagram, send me memes to make me happy. Because college is just killing the happiness, you know. But all right, I'll see you guys next week, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much.